When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is real estate for everyone? I think so, to some degree, at least. You know, there are some people that would totally disagree. Quite a few of them, actually. But at the very least, everyone deserves a chance.
This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The three pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com. Here's Matt.
Hey, Epic Investor. It's Matt Terrio from Epic Real Estate. And this is where we show people how to invest in real estate with an emphasis on retiring early. You don't have to retire, but just creating the option to. If you love what you do for a living, God bless you. Keep doing it. But you'll have the option to. That's what we focus on. This is the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. And if this is your first time here, glad you found us. If you like what you hear, make sure you hit the subscribe button before you go. And if this is not your first time here, welcome back. And thank you for sharing this with your friends and family. We love that about you. So thanks again. Alrighty, so anyone can invest in real estate. But the sad truth is most people will not. But everybody deserves a chance. And here's what I mean, other than the obvious, and I'm going to back up just a bit. About 5 or so years ago, I was listening to this, business expert. I guess you'd call him a business guru. He was on stage and I was in the audience, and it was an audience of a bunch of business owners. And he had challenged every person in the audience with this question. The question was, how would your business change if you weren't paid until after your customers got their desired result from either your product or your service? And that question, it did for me what I believe it was intended to do. It sent me deep into thought for a few days as to what would that actually look like if that was the business model. I mean, what would I do differently than I was doing at the moment? And in my investing, it's kind of a no-brainer, you know, as that dynamic is essentially already in place. I mean, I don't get paid for any of my real estate transactions on any of those deals until escrow closes, until both sides are totally cool with it and give it the thumbs up and go for close. And essentially, everybody gets paid at the same time, right? Yeah, they do. But when I look at my training and education business, that element is far from in place. So I had to think, what would I change about my business if I weren't paid until my clients closed their first deal? And, you know, as I'm walking through this, I'm going to walk you through my thought process. I'm going to just think out loud and let you listen in. But think about your business. What would change with that question? Like, if you weren't paid until your customer got their desired result. And so what would change about my business? I had to think about this, if I weren't paid until my clients closed their first deal. And that's what gave birth to, that's what inspired our REIACE program. And, you know, the first thing was, I was like, well, what can I do? I'll just go ahead and I'll copy and paste my entire business into there, so they have everything all set up and ready to go. So they don't have to waste any time, you know, setting up their CRM or setting up their marketing and all their systems and stuff like that. So that part, that was a pretty easy answer. I was like, okay, boom, we're going to do that. So we did it. Then I was like, okay, what would be next? If I wasn't going to be paid until they close their first deal, what else would I do after I set everything up for them? Do I just turn them loose? Or is there something else I can do? And so what I decided to do is just, why don't you come to my office for a couple days? work with me one-on-one in person. I'll train you how to use everything. And then I'll go deep into how they should be talking to sellers when they call, because I think that is the real difference maker. I think that's really where, you know, if you're one of the investors out there that's concerned about the market saturation, if you're concerned about a lot of competition in your market, this is an easy place to address. And it really has to just develop your people skills. So, and I know most people don't do that. They learn as they go, and they learn on the leads that they're talking to that they paid for, which can be very expensive. And if you don't pick it up really quickly, you know, you could essentially be out of the game, out of business before you ever really honed in on that skill. So I spent a lot of time with my clients doing that. Then I was like, okay, what else can I do? I'll go ahead. I'll give them all of my documents, all of my tools, all of my resources, everything that I use, just kind of open up my whole playbook and my database and just let them have access to that. And then I was like, okay, so now they got everything. What's next? What else could I do? How could I make this even more for certain that I would get paid after they got their first deal done? It's like, okay, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make myself available for them easily, give them access to me easily every week at a set time to answer their questions and help them get things done, help them analyze deals, stuff like that. So I did that. And we do that each and every Thursday on the what we call the follow-through crew call. And I was like, okay, let's keep asking that question. What else could I do? Is this going to get them to cross the finish line for certain? And I was like, okay, what else could I do? And asking that question again after I put all of that stuff in place, that's what gave birth to direct access to me via the walkie-talkie style app Voxer. And so all of my REI ACE clients, they've got direct access to me. And when we launched the REI ACE program with all of this in place, our case studies multiplied by almost a factor of 10 in the first 12 months. So we were really onto something, and we noticed a huge difference in the results of our clients. And really it was just, you know, working with them to help them implement and being available through multiple channels for support for when they got stuck. Because, you know, you can get all the great training, you can get all the tools, you can have all the resources at your disposal. But, you know, at some point, you know you're going to get stuck. And so what most people need is just easy access to get unstuck so they can keep on going. And all of that put in place multiplied our success factor by almost a factor of 10 in the first 12 months. And so now we're like asking that question again, because we've been running the REAs program for a few years now. And it's been really, really rewarding to watch people take what we've given them and go out there and get what they wanted out of real estate. And so to increase that number even further, we're still asking this question all the time. We're always adding new stuff to the program. And so in March, we're going to start what we call epic hours, like office hours. And what we'll be doing is Monday through Friday, we'll be holding a 2-hour session where you can just hop on and off, and you can talk to one of our team members, right? So like Mondays are going to be marketing Mondays, and Tuesdays are going to be tech Tuesdays, and then we're going to have like Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday just kind of freestyle, and it's going to be my team, and I'm also going to put in and have people sit in that are former clients, former students that have gone through the exact same process that all of our newer clients are going through. And so you'll get input and different angles and perspectives from all of these different people, and so there'll just never be a shortage of where you can go and get an answer. And then what we're doing is, starting in March as well, we're holding a one-day meeting every month, a live meeting in Las Vegas. We're calling it the Investor Lab. The Investor Lab. And that's a one-day session with me personally. And we're going to divide the day up into thirds. So the first third is all going to be everyone gets to share what's working for them, right? Where are they winning and what's working? So everybody gets to hear what everybody else is doing that's working. And then the next third will be, okay, where are you stuck? What is your biggest challenge, or what's your biggest opportunity that you don't know how to seize? And then, so everybody will get contribution from the rest of the group on ideas on how to do that. And everyone will leave with an actual action plan, very specific step-by-step action plan on what they need to do to solve that thing that they're in, right? Whatever the opportunity is, whatever the challenge is. So we're starting that in March as well. And then we've changed the Epic Intensive to something a little bit different. There's a new quarterly 3-day event. We're calling it the Investor Accelerator. And this is where alternative and advanced investing strategies are introduced, designed to complement everything you've learned as an Epic investor and to accelerate that process. Anyway, we keep on adding to the ARIA ACE program, predominantly in the support areas. And our whole idea is, our mentality is, if our clients don't get their desired result, it's not going to be for lack of tools, lack of resources, or lack of support. We're going to give it everything. So anyway, I met up with that business guru that I was talking about that kind of sent me down this journey a few years later. And we actually sat down for a one-on-one lunch. And I told him the story about how he's totally transformed our entire business with that one question. Like that one question, it just, for the next few years, we just kept on using that question and developing our program. And I let him know how much success our clients were having. And you know what? Shockingly, he wasn't impressed. Like, because I think he expected that, right? He expected the results that we're getting. But he also wasn't impressed because I hadn't thought the question that he had asked all the way through. I was only looking at it from one angle. Like, what can we do, right? What can we do with regard to improving our product and improving our service? And he said I'd only completed like half the exercise by changing the service, by changing the product. But he said, if you're not, really think about it, if you're not going to get paid until your client gets their desired result, then you got to do more than vet the business. You have to vet who you let into the program. And I was like, oh, wow, I never even looked at it from that perspective or that angle. Because he was like, you know, you have a type that's starting to form of the people that get the best success and the most success out of the whole process. So you want more of those people. So your success stories will multiply by 10 even further. And so we created a list of qualifications for our clients to get extended, like what they would have to meet, the criteria that they'd have to meet to get extended an invitation to join. And we're going through it, and there were different aspects of it. We just kind of brainstormed, like, who are our most successful clients? What do they all have in common? We started to create this, what they call an avatar in the business world or in the marketing world. And so we came up with our, like, a description of our ideal client. And at first, it felt really good. I was like, wow, I was really stepping this up and getting to the next level with our business. And I'm feeling like an adult now, like a real business owner with all of these things that we're putting in place. But then I remembered something stopped me. I started to think about way back when I got started. Because when I got started, I barely had two nickels to rub together. You know, I had been a real estate agent for 4 years. And I wanted to make this transition into real estate investor. So I basically put down almost every dime I had on the program that I joined to turn me into this real estate investor, my educational program. And I didn't have much left. So I was in a position to where I had to succeed like right away or else I just wasn't going to make rent. And I started to look at my list of qualifications for the ideal clients, and I started to recognize that if these guidelines were in place with the program that I joined, I wouldn't have gotten in. And I mean, they wouldn't have let me in. I wouldn't have met my own qualifications. And I started to think about, well, where would I be today if they hadn't let me in? I mean, who knows? I mean, my whole thing is I took that piece of paper. We had written down all of those qualifications and I essentially just crumpled it up and started over. Because if that criteria was in place, I wouldn't even have had a chance. And I started over to create a new list. and it was a much shorter list. And the only real tests in place, one is we have what we call the attitude test, meaning, you know, if you're a crotchety old person or even a crotchety young person, if you're cynical or you're resigned or you're negative, we will not extend the invitation to you. And the second thing is, if you're stretching yourself financially to get in, then you've got to demonstrate, and we don't have a hard test for this, but we've got to hear it, and we know it when we hear it. You've got to be more committed to your success than we are to your success. Because that's what it's going to take, particularly if you're stretching yourself financially to get in. And that's saying a lot, too, that you've got to be more committed to your success than we are, because my team is committed to our clients. We don't feel good unless our clients get what they came for. And, you know, ask anyone on my team, it keeps me up at night when I've got people that are struggling and challenged. And it's like, okay, what can we do? How can we help? But still, you know, you've got to be more committed to your success than we are to yours, because we can't do the work for you, right? You've got to meet us at some point. We can give you everything you need to succeed, but you have to do the work, and you have to want it more for yourself than we want it for you. And if you can do that, we'd love to work with you, because everybody deserves a chance. Real estate. It's the lowest paying easy work, but it's the highest paying hard work. And if it's high pay that you want, the sky is the limit with real estate. And everybody deserves a chance at that. That's one of our core beliefs here at Epic Real Estate. If you do the right activities, you do them consistently, and you do them with persistence, real estate will keep its promise to you. It does not discriminate. Someone gave me a chance when I wasn't in the best position in life. And regardless of where you are in life, if you meet our attitude test and you demonstrate that you're committed to getting the results that you want out of real estate, I'm going to give you a chance, because everybody deserves one. If you found this episode valuable today, there's a good chance that you know someone else who would. So if it makes sense, please share it with them and ask them to click the subscribe button when they get here. I'll take great care of them. I promise, you've got my word. And the reason you might want to do that is if you know anybody that desires to be wealthy, desires to be financially free, or even just desires to be financially independent, real estate, it's the final frontier, where the average person, the normal person, has a legitimate shot at creating real wealth and financial freedom for themselves. That's it for today. God loves you, and so do I. Peace, blessings, and success to you. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Huh. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.